Hey, joining us on the Outdoor Show from Marinesco, Barry Drews, better known as Bear, from Bear's Nine Pines Resort at the south end of Lake Gogebic. Thanks for joining us again, Barry.
You're welcome, Adam.
Well, I'm anxious to talk to you about how things kind of shaped up so far with the bear season, and we want to talk bow hunting, of course, as well, and birds, and even a little fishing if you have any information for us. So
sure.
What would you like to start with?
Well, like just in the order that you did there, I guess we can start with bear season and things. In my opinion, it was a fair season. We had good sightings on the bears for most of the hunters overall, but it, as normal, it was better during in the first hunts than it was getting later into the season when you start seeing the bears go more nocturnal and things like that. As far as the bear hunting goes, we are in the third season yet up until the 26th of October, but there's very little activity out there, especially as far as bait hunters go. It's a little more active with the dog hunters at this time of the year in October. They like to run the dogs when it's cooler out.
Well, can I ask you, do you think that's why most of the bears go nocturnal in the third season?
Well, it's a number of factors involved with that, at least in my opinion. Bears are naturally a nocturnal animal, so many times they come out as it's getting dark out, but increased hunter activity in the woods is a big factor, and when you start with the first season on the 10th of September, you got that first week, and then on the 15th is the second season bear hunters, which adds more hunters, plus bird season opens. So you got all of the bird hunters out in the woods actively. And then when you come to the 25th of the month, by that time you add another set of bear hunters that are going out into the woods along with the bird hunters. And then by October 1st, you got bow hunters in the woods. So that increased human activity out there is a big factor as to why they go nocturnal, because it's just more things that are unnatural to them out there.
Gotcha. Well, makes complete sense to me. Well, is there anything you want to say about bear season before we jump over to bow hunters?
No, I think bear season's kind of winding down right now, and everybody's kind of switching over to bow hunting and grouse hunting.
Well, let's talk a little bit about archery deer season then. You know, I guess I'm expecting the same story from you as I'm getting all across the UP, which is, you know what, numbers are down. That's not a shock to anybody, but there are some nice bucks being seen on trail cameras. I've only heard about one buck over 6 points taken so far this season. Have you heard about any successful trophies?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard about any bucks taken, and I will say that hunter activity has been very, very light as far as even guys going out bow hunting. Most of them are just a few local guys, you know, and they might not tell you if they shoot a big buck anyway.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they don't want you to narrow down the spot they were at or anything.
Yeah.
So, but do you think a lot of people are just waiting till the rut then, toward, you know, Halloween? I used to love that week between Halloween and opening a deer season, you know?
Yep. You're correct. That is one of my favorite times as well. And I honestly think with the deer numbers being as low as they are, a lot of the bow hunters maybe aren't even going out. But, you know, the UP tradition, they all gear towards rifle season, which is a lot more of excitement build up for them, you know.
Sure.
So I think any of them that are going to deer hunt are maybe going to wait until rifle season.
And when we continue with Bear from Bear's Nine Pines in Marinesco, we're going to get into the bird hunting, both woodcock and grouse, and talk a little bit about what's been happening on Lake Gogebic. So stay tuned for part two in our next outdoor report later this hour. This is The Outdoor Show